Speaking of big thrills, and this is probably life-changing as well, such was the high stake for the Melbourne Cup at Sandown last Saturday night. What an amazing win this was in the race from Yachi Bale. And let's have a listen to the final stages, and then we'll have a chat to a very, very happy Lisa Delbridge.
Racing, even line, speed in the centre from Fernando Mick, courses wide. Plaintiff's got a paddock to drive through underneath it. They get clear on Paddy Watts, Pats and Titan Blazer. Behind them was Yachi Bale. On the inside was El Dorado. Clear then of Zippy Tesla. Vice Grip second last, Paddy Watts, Pats last. Plaintiff took the lead off the back from Fernando Mick. Behind them was Titan Blazer. Running on was Yachi Bale. Plaintiff in front. Fernando Mick's coming again. Flying Yachi Bale. Yachi Bale. Yachi Bale over the top has won the Melbourne Cup.
What an amazing finish, because the heats had all been run through racing.com, and obviously we had some great coverage on RSN as well. But the theme, and it's often the theme in most ground races, is if you find the bunny first, you're going to be very hard to beat. It's very hard to come from back in the field. So it must have been an amazing experience for the Delbridges and Lisa Delbridge to watch Yachi Bale flash home and win and then land one of the biggest checks in world greyhound racing. Lisa Delbridge joins me. G'day, Lisa.
Good morning.
Well, at the halfway mark, you must have been almost sort of turning away and ruining your bad luck.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to watch the start, but he's got a lot of track sense. So when he headed to the rail on the first turn, which was a good idea, and got clear, and I suppose coming to near the 596 boxes, I thought, well, he's got a chance here, and I wish he'd just get to the line a little bit earlier than he did, but because the heart was going 100 miles an hour. But I mean, credit to him, he's just a super dog.
Did you watch from the loading pens? Where did you watch the race from?
I was actually in the kennels. I just finished doing a swab sample with Jarek Bale from the earlier race, and I didn't know where to stand. I thought, I'll stand on the hill. Where will I stand? And I said, oh, no, I'll go and stand in the kennels, because that's where I watched him the week before when he won. So there was a couple of people in there, and yeah, it got a bit exciting and a bit loud. It was good.
Did you regard the kennels as the good luck spot from the previous week?
Yeah. I get a bit superstitious sometimes. I like to stand at the Meadows. I have a certain spot that I stand in all the time as well, so just keep that. I mean, it probably means nothing, but to me, if I know I'm standing there, I'm doing the right thing. So, yeah.
You know the hill you referred to? Is that the little grassy knoll at the front of the Tabaret on the home turn?
Yes.
That's my lucky spot.
Oh.
Yeah. I always have to push other people off it because it's my lucky spot. Without bringing money into it because it's rude, but it is a $650,000 check. It's a absolute life changer. When did it hit home to you that you pocketed $650,000, or the UN connections had pocketed $650,000?
Probably when he went over the line and he had his head in front. That sort of you know then that you've won. But I mean, the money doesn't matter. It's just the prestige of the race and the accolades that you get for winning such a race of its caliber. So, I mean, yes, the money comes in handy, but at the end of the day, we don't do it for money wise. I mean, enough to survive and you know to carry on, but just the prestige of winning these races and looking after the animals and seeing how happy and enjoying they do it, because this dog absolutely loves racing, and he shows that on the track, and even before races, after races, he's always wagging his tail, got a big goofy smile on his face, and he's no different to home as he is on the track. So no, that's the main reason.
Actually, the story I read, you touched on it, that he says he's touted as the happiest dog in the Delbridge kennel. And you said he's a tail-wagging, goofy, happy dog. Is that one of the reasons why he's so good, because he enjoys what he does?
Probably. I mean, if a dog doesn't enjoy something, they're not going to perform. So, but he's been like since we've had him, and he's just maturing into such a a beautiful animal, and you know, you have to make them happy, because if we don't feel happy or whatever, we don't want to do anything. So yeah, you have to look after them.
Does he live in the kennel or on the couch?
No, he's in the kennel at this stage. Maybe when he finishes retiring, he might be on the couch. But no, you've got to keep them in their routine, and they know what's going on. Keep changing things. They know if something's different. So yeah.
Sounds like he's potentially going to go from great racing greyhound to even better pet one day.
Oh yeah, for sure. He'd make the best pet. He's just so. I mean, he's goofy and happy all the time. He's so laid back. He doesn't, like, I took a photo of him yesterday laying in his bed as if he had no idea what he'd just done the night before. But, you know, he's just, and most of them are the same. Like, you know, you have the odd ones with a hypo and whatever else. But, you know, as long as you look after them, they perform for you.
What's his story as far as the litter and the pedigree and so on?
So he's by Alan Deed out of Sammy Allen, and it's Sammy Allen, the mother's, it's her first litter she's ever had, actually. She's 7-year-old. They just, the Wheelers hadn't bred with her, and she come on season, so they thought, oh, well, she's here, we'll just breed with her. They bred out of her sister. She's thrown a litter that's, there's four or five of them in the litter that can run. So they're waiting for her to come back on again to do her again. But, yeah, it's just unbelievable. If they didn't decide, who knows, that we wouldn't have, this litter probably wouldn't have been here. So, yeah, no, it's good.
Got a text here. These ones can be a bit dodgy sometimes. I'm not sure. Congratulations, Lisa. What does Yachi mean? Have I ventured down the wrong pathway there, or what's going on there with Yachi?
I've got no idea.
Okay.
They're just, I mean, the Wheelers have to name so many dogs, and Brendan's eldest daughter, Sienna, she's taken over naming the dogs. So normally, whatever their ear brands, so each greyhound has a distinctive ear brand in their ear, so which is five letters. So whatever the last letter in their ear is, that's what they make their race name start with. So naturally, he's Y in the end of his ear. So they have to find a word or a name to go with Y with that letter with Bale on the end of it. So it's a daunting task, because they've had to name so many dogs over the lifetime that they've been racing dogs. So you can't sort of name anything the same name unless it's over 10-year-old, but it hasn't been to stud or had pups. So it can get a bit tricky, but no, she's doing a good job. And I said, you know, like the names that she gives them, his name's going to go down in history as winning a Melbourne Cup. So
There'll be never be another Yachi Bale now.
No.
Does Yachi Bale go from here, Lise?
He'll head to the Silver Chief, which is this Saturday night at the Meadows. It's an age-restricted race, so he's eligible. So you have to give him a go. You only get one chance when they're age-restricted. And then he'll head to Sale for the Sale Cup in the end of December.
And if he wins both of those, he's going to be nudging closer and closer to the million, because he's now on 704. I know money doesn't mean much, but it's still a lovely little target, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We've always had a decent dog in the kennel, but Christo Bale was the one that took us over the he was just short of 300,000, I think. And then Jarek, he's over the 400, but oh, now Yachi just did it in one fell swoop, overtook all of it. So he's the highest one we've ever had. But I mean, to get to a million would be unbelievable. But this day and age, with the prize money values, it's a bit different to say like 5 or 10 years ago. So you know, if you've got a very handy dog, there's no reason why you can't sort of get up to those sort of values, of high values. So yeah.
As far as new owners, new clients goes, this this amazing prize money offering that we now have all around Australia, but particularly in Victoria, $1 million races here and there, and life-changing big fat checks that that can come your way. Has it sparked a greater interest in ownership?
Yeah, I believe so. We get calls all the time for people looking for dogs or wanting to get into the game, and you put them in their right, send them off in where they need to go to sort of get into the sport. But you go to the races. You go to the races now. There seems to be a lot more people, and there's people getting photos with their dogs, and so there is. There is a lot more people coming into it, which is good for the industry, and with the prize money on offer, it's unbelievable. So if you can snag a good dog, but even just going around the country, city races, you still can win a fair bit of money if you've got
absolutely Well. You did win a fair bit of money on Saturday night. It was a monster check. You know, it's bigger than any win check. I think someone told me this the other day. Maybe with the exception of one race, there's no bigger win check at Royal Ascot than the one that you won.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 650K. I know. That may be slightly wrong, but it's certainly there's only one or two races, I think, at Royal Ascot that deliver a bigger win check than that. So well done to you. I know you're not going to tell me what you're going to do with the money, but there must be some little project or a little indulgence there, surely.
We just started building a new house, so...
Bang, there you go. Yeah. There's your deck and your swimming pool.
Yeah. No swimming pool. No time for swimming. But, we could put it in for the dogs, I suppose. They'd love it.
Bit of crossover. They leave a lot of hair in there, though, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let you solve that problem.
Thank you.
Good on you, Lisa. Well done. Amazing, visually an amazing win from Yachi Vale, and a great story as well. So congratulations and good luck in the Silver Chief.
Thank you very much.
Lisa Delbridge there.